Welcome back to episode 31 of Sports Castle. This week in the Newcastle Hunter, MPL Grand Final magic, but no one watches.
Lions roar as Butcher Boys slip out the back door.
Hawks soar and Magpies sink in South and North deciders.
Blacks slip home in late finish.
Sharks circle Devils.
Heelers keep on the heels of Waratah.
All that and more in Newcastle and Hunter Sport.
Let's go.
All right, so normally we'd be at the Black Diamond AFL at this point, J-Lo, but a little bit of a different start, and might introduce our other guest here.
Chris Squared.
Yeah, mate, how much Chris can you handle? Two Chris's here. Longy, how are you, mate?
Good, boys. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. So just for those that don't know, Chris Longworth, former superstar, reserve grade, Newcastle Rugby League referee. That's where you made most of your name and your money.
Yeah, and my mistakes, yeah.
Yeah, well, a lot of them were made, you know, on a Saturday night out with me, but that's a whole other story. We'll leave that well enough alone. So, might jump into the NRL to start us this week, J-Lo, and start with your boys, the Purple Cheats.
Yeah, the match of the round, mate.
Yeah, I thought the match of the round was Abermain versus Cardiff, but that's a whole other story. Yeah. It was a cracker, Friday night, the Storm 29, South 28. A few interesting refereeing decisions, which fortunately didn't come back to bite anyone particularly. And the Storm got away with one of the uglier field goals you'll see off the boot of one C Munster.
Yes, they wasn't pretty, but it was an entertaining game, and I suppose you've got to be in front when the whistle goes at the end, and that's all that matters.
Well, that's exactly right, mate. And so they see themselves with a week off, and South's going to another must-win this weekend. The other game's Penrith 27, Warriors 12. I don't know if you boys caught much of this one, but the hit Isaac Luke put on James Maloney. Most blokes wouldn't have got back up. They would have been buried after that.
Yeah, I only saw it on the highlights, but huge hit. Maloney straight to his feet.
Lucky he'd had those bottom two ribs removed previously. He didn't need that spot. Great win by Penrith. It sees the end of the Warriors. Probably a half-decent season for the Warriors, but I think their fans would have been hoping for a little bit of a deeper run from the Cuzzy Bros.
Yeah, it's pretty disappointing for them, I think. We expect more. They had a good side on paper.
Speaking of disappointing, the Roosters 21, the Sharks 12. Mate, the fans got so upset they started throwing, I don't know, enlarged drinking straws or sex toys or something at Latrell Mitchell. Mate, what's going on in the Shire?
Mate, I don't know, but it's pretty disgraceful for fans to be doing that. I'm a very passionate Sharks fan.
I was going to say, those listening and don't realise from all the heckles we've already had, Longy, like my former colleague Mr Crowley, is a sad, sad Sharks fan, and very relieved that they're not getting their premiership taken off them.
Mate, not going to happen. We'll hide it.
Hide it in ScoMo's anus.
Apparently we hide our salary cap efforts better than Melbourne do, but...
And you self-reported your Muppets. I don't know if that's hiding.
That's part of...
Yeah, we'll give them the little $50,000 one and scam the $1 million ones. Yeah. But Sharks live to fight another day. Big game this weekend. Probably the big shock of the weekend. The Broncos 18, the Dragons 48. They're now called the St. Mary McGregor Dragons.
Yeah, I don't know what to say. Dragons were just on song on the day. Just couldn't do too much wrong.
Mate, Tarek Sims absolutely alphaed his little brother, didn't he?
Yeah, he showed him who was boss.
Well, I'm hearing rumours during the week they don't get on, but hasn't Corbin signed to go to St George next year?
Yeah, so Corbin will be there. Yeah,
that'll be interesting. And I don't know if you heard did you boys hear the other story about Sam Burgess and Tarek Sims? And apparently a couple of years ago, Tarek Sims was putting some cheap shots on the younger Burgess boys, and Sam Burgess went to the sheds after the games and offered him out of the car park. Tarek didn't emerge from the sheds.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest, I wouldn't have either. J-Lo would, he's a brawler from way back. But a good win from the Dragons there, J-Lo. Can anyone stop your Storm, though?
Oh, yeah, they can.
Cronulla.
Cronulla can, but
twice this year.
They've got to get through this week first.
I'm just waiting. The Raiders are still timing their run, so it's all right.
Roosters were all right. Dragons are surprised. They've got to get up for 4 weeks, but that's a
I can't see them with the injuries they've got. I mean, they dug in 1 week, but no Widdop now.
Widdop, that's huge.
A big ask. Speaking of the Dragons and the Sharks, mate, this weekend, the footy, Friday night, we start 7:40, Allianz, Sharks versus Panthers. Winner goes on to play Melbourne in Melbourne next Friday night. Who do you like here, Longy? Hazard a guess?
Yeah, Sharks, mate. Even without being a Sharks fan, we have beat Penrith twice this year. They were close encounters, but I think we'll have the goods to get over them. Wade Graham will be out. That's a bit of a loss for the Sharks, but Scotty Sorensen has been picked to come
what
on.
What about, was it Capewell? He's got to wear a guard because he's ruptured his testicle and he's still going to play? That bloke's a lunatic.
I was reading a bit of an article about that today, and he asked the doctor to fix the rupture but leave the swelling. I thought that was pretty good, from a bit of humour from him. given the situation.
Well, you got to take all you can get, I suppose. Beat stuff and socks in your pants like J-Lo does.
Yeah, that's right.
What about you, mate? Who do you like here?
I am going to stick with Penrith, mate. Jimmy Maloney's going to get him home, I reckon.
That's because Melbourne can beat Penrith. They can't beat the Sharks.
What about if James Maloney does... Like, if Penrith do win this week, and then they play Melbourne next week, and the Roosters win, James Maloney could play all four of his former clubs across the 4 weeks of the finals. Yeah. Like, and if they went and did that, you know, and I mean, we know he is he's known for getting teams to grand finals, and I'm hearing a whisper now that, you know, the Titans are chasing him with Peachy talking about a backflip, and I heard another whisper that there's another club that might be very close to us that might be chasing him.
Yeah, I heard the Peach rumour. I heard them come out and squash that.
The Titans have said they're not going to release him.
Yeah.
But what I'm hearing is that if they can find something that's equivalent that suits their needs, but I mean, they've already got Tyrone Roberts, so I'm hearing that Maloney's, you know, potentially on the market from Penrith at the end of the year anyway, and I wouldn't be surprised from a couple other rumours I'm hearing whether Mitchell Pearce is having a word in his ear, or I wouldn't mind seeing him blue and red next year. That'd be nice.
I think given what the Knights have signed this year, they've performed pretty well given they had a lot of injuries.
Still got plenty of room too, so add him and old Jesse Ramien and look, I think the Sharks are going to really miss Wade Graham. He is a big loss, and I think Jimmy Maloney, he's missed the finals as far as I'm concerned. The experience, they look a very different side when he steps up to the plate. He knows how to take control of a game and just steer it home, a bit like Cooper Cronk, and so I think the Panthers to win this one by 4.
You noticed last week when Wade Graham did go off injured, it was 18-all, so that's where it hurt the Sharks there.
Yeah,
it was huge.
Yeah, he's a big loss because he's not only an edge runner, he's a ball player. So it'd be interesting to see. Sorensen's handy, but he's not Wade Graham.
Yeah, no Wade Graham.
Next on up, we have Saturday night 7:40. The Rabbitohs hosting the Dragons. Winner to play the Roosters next Saturday at Allianz Stadium, mate. If the Burgess boys can hold onto the ball, I just don't see any way the Dragons can mix it with them. The Dragons' only hope is that the Rabbitohs are just exhausted still from last Friday night, but they've had an extra couple of days to recover. They both had travel to come back, so that's, you know, a negligible factor. But again, that loss of Widdup is huge. If James Graham, I don't know how James Graham's going to play. Well, surely there's concussion protocols.
Yeah, I think they'll give him as much time as they can. He was
knocked from last week's game into this week's game.
Yeah. I think South will have this one comfortably as well. I think given the injuries, I don't know if Dragons have the depth to cover that.
Yeah, I don't know, mate. Kurt Mann's an interesting one. It'll be interesting to see whether. I wouldn't be surprised to see Ewan Aitken become a late bench player for them if he's, you know, 80 or 90%, because he could really turn this game. Zach Lomax, a big job marking up on Greg Inglis. Greg Inglis is starting to really find his range. So,
speaking of Zach Lomax, how good is his goal kicking?
Yeah, he's going pretty well, mate. I mean, he's no Matt Tamua, but yeah, he's doing really well. I was quite surprised. I saw him play against the Knights the other week. He's got smaller legs than Nathan Price. That's saying something for anyone who knows Nathan Price. So, mate, he's got chicken legs.
Clumsy.
You'd expect these goal kickers to have big, solid legs on them. But, yeah, there's nothing to him. He's still quite young. But going very well, but a big job. I'm going to go South to win this one by 14. But as we saw last week, don't write off the Dragons. Yeah. Who you got, mate?
Rabbitohs, mate.
Rabbitohs by plenty?
Rabbitohs by 10. If Inglis gets out of his little sleeping chamber, mate, he should be right.
You're trying to call him lazy.
No, he's been in the chamber all week.
You've got to be very careful,
mate. Shout out to the...
He's been in Will Chambers all week.
Shout out to the Newcastle under-20s, mate. They got
big
a 27-8 win in the under-20s.
In the under-20s, that's good. They're playing... It's not like the Jets where they play up.
Todd Lowry coach team, mate. They got through and they're playing Penrith this week for a chance to make
the final. Yeah, they went down in the first semi-final against Mounties. They finished minor premiers, went down to Mounties, so... And I'd be hopeful as a Raiders fan they can go up against Mounties in the big GF. That'll be next weekend. So good luck to the Knights 20s. I think they play at Leichhardt on Saturday, so that will be a cracker. There's plenty of footy on down there. Moving right along. All right, Newcastle and Hunter Rugby League Grand Final time, boys. A little bit keen.
Very, yeah. Been a long year for them.
Be a big crowd, mate.
Yeah, mate. $5 tickets, mate. So I think that's a great initiative, first of all, by Newcastle and Hunter Rugby League. Get plenty more people there. We were talking about it off air, obviously. I think at the end of the day, people will spend a few more dollars on beers. Don't be tight, spend your money on beers.
Yeah, well, entice a few to get to the game as well. Yeah, exciting for the local people.
Exactly right, mate. So a big shout out, first of all, to the clubs that have provided us with some jerseys today. Longy repping the university B grade colours, mate. Yeah.
Seahorses.
You're a very studious student, I like that, so you really spend a lot of time at the university.
Been a long time.
Yeah. What were you doing over there, working for girls back in your younger days?
That would have been the only thing.
Yeah, love it. Nice. J-Lo representing the Windale Eagles, mate. C grade grand finals up against East Maitland, so that'll be exciting as well. And appropriately, I've got the Aberglass and Ants, who are in the ladies league tag. So yeah, I don't think you're allowed near the ladies league tag.
No.
And you probably shouldn't be after
I'm staying
how potent you are. Yeah, exactly right. So big day of action this weekend, but we might have a quick run back through last week's results. The first of the grand finals last week, we had the D grade Northern Division and Gloucester, undefeated coming into the grand final. Absolutely hammered, 42-16 winners. Paterson River ran out, so well done to Paterson River. Bit of a surprise there.
Yeah, I think I tipped Gloucester from memory. I think
everyone tipped Gloucester. Yeah. I think Carl might have tipped Paterson in an upset.
I think Paterson tipped Gloucester, but
even they didn't know.
Yeah,
that was very surprising. Not only the fact that they lost, but the margin of victory as well. So well done to Paterson River. Undoubtedly, they're still celebrating up there at the showground.
Yeah, I think I saw on Facebook the other day the trophy sitting on the shelf at the local pub there. So
it would have done a roaring trade on Saturday night. I would have thought the local there. So yeah. Speaking of locals, it would have done a roaring trade. The D grade South had been through some tough times. Abermain leading into this one with some little no hopers burning down their sheds, but banded together the town. And Abermain Western Hawks, the D grade South premiers of 2018, defeating Cardiff 18-6. So. Great to see the Hawkies there getting a win.
Yeah, good result for them. They've been through a bit in the last couple of weeks, so it's good to see them pull together and get through.
Mate, they had a tough start of the season. They started out in C grade. They got a couple of hindings. I went out and saw Aberglass and give them a bit of a touch up. But, mate, great to see. And just a little mention, I think it's Jim Abbott and his son. Now, Jim's well into his 50s, both running around still for Abermain and both started on the weekend, I understand. So,
okay.
Not often you see a father son win a grand final in, I was going to say in senior footy, well, you'd be more surprised if you saw it in junior footy. That'd be a Shane Taylor special. So congratulations to the boys out at Abermain. After that, you obviously had the prelim finals. So, start off with C grade and. A Windale side. Windale fought off a very valiant effort from Morissette, who finished fifth on the ladder and have done pretty well to get through. But Windale 22-18 winners. And I did catch up with the boys in collecting the jersey last night. And Scott Salter was regaling me with a story about how he made a cover defence tackle. I believe he described it as Scott Sattler-esque on Todd Byrne. So, mate, very, very close name, Scott Salter, Scott Sattler. So good to see he's channeling that, mate. And I completely believe 100% truth in that story. I didn't need to fact check that with anyone. And he tells me he's going to get on the score sheet again this weekend. So looking forward to that. And we'll get on to the grand finals in a sec for C grade. B grade, mate, nice little local derby. The jersey you're wearing, they took it out in extra time. University 18-12 winners over Wallsend Maryland.
Yeah.
Mate, that would have been an absolute cracker going to extra time. Probably the youth of university showed through. Wallsend Maryland had got Lowy running around. I think they said he played 200 games, but mate, I can remember him playing. He was playing probably when we were about 10 or 12.
Yeah. He's been around for a while, been around traps. It still goes good.
Still does go well, mate. And you know, and to think too, like most of those games, they've either been in A or B grade most years. And
yeah, they've been pretty consistent.
And I think he's played nearly every position on the field too at some point. Or he was playing in the forwards at one point. He's playing in the halves this year. He's a pretty handy footballer. Yeah. So hopefully we'll see him go around next year. And hopefully Wallsend Maryland can go a little bit deeper. But university, big improvers after a very slow start of the season.
Yeah, there have been a couple of mixed results for them throughout the year.
And they've been letting us know too as they've improved.
Their form started to go up when they started abusing us.
Yeah, well, mate, I met the man behind the magic, Sean Johnson, officially for the first time. Well, I say the first time. When I met him last night, I actually realised I've known him for years. I just didn't know that's what his name was. So it was good to have a chat with him last night. We were talking all things footy over there at the Knowledge Coliseum, University Number One. Good to see the uni boys very primed for this weekend. And A grade, most of you boys got this one right. I got this one well and truly wrong. The Stockton Sharks 16 defeated Dora Creek 12 in what I'm told was an absolute belter of an encounter and much lower scoring than a lot of people were predicting. Stockton have made an art form of getting plenty of points this year, but I suppose it doesn't matter how you get it done. And now they'll head on into the big dance.
Yeah, it should be a close game for them this week too.
Yeah, it should be an absolute cracker, a fairly experienced side that they come up against. So looking at that, the Newcastle and Hunter Rugby League Grand Final day, as we said, Saturday, number one sports ground. Great to see number one sports ground, I mean.
Yeah, I love it.
Hey, we grew up with the Newcastle Rugby League Grand Final being there, and they've moved on to, you know, bigger and better things now, and mate, it just has that atmosphere. I know it's not the traditional rugby league ground, but there's something about it, and geez, there's no better feeling, even when we were running around refereeing, there's no better feeling than at the end of first grade jumping that fence and going and just getting involved in some sort of rowdy celebrations.
Well, by then you've been a bit rowdy on the other side, why not take it out the middle?
Yeah, well, I do remember an incident where, you know, someone, I'm not sure who, may or may not have, you know, borrowed for a short-term micro-bitch jacket, but, you know, I'm not going to mention any names, but, you know, you and I know what happened, but yeah. We'll leave it at that. So footy kicks off 9:30, as we said, $5 tickets. Gates are open from 8 a.m. if you want to get in early. I don't know what time the bar's open from. I don't know if...
8:05.
I'm sure Dave Wilde will be having one at about 8 o'clock just to kick it off and get it started, mate. You'll be there at about 8 o'clock, I reckon.
You're sleeping there.
Yeah, yeah. You can come straight over from...
from Broadmeadow.
Argyle House. You're old stuff. Are you too old for that joint yet?
No. Yeah, probably.
No, mate, there's no age limits. Don't you remember that bloke that we went there with that time?
Mousy.
Yeah, exactly. The great Mouse. So anyway, first game is the Ladies B Grade Ladies League Tag between Mallabulla and Swansea. Two opposite ends of the competition in terms of geography.
Yeah, I haven't watched much of the Ladies League Tag this year. Yeah.
Well, you're just going to take a punt, mate.
I think I'm still excluded, but I...
50-metre radius, yeah. So you might have to wait till 12.
The Buller, I think they'll probably get up in this one. Probably be... pretty close affair, I think.
Well, what are you going for, J-Lo?
I'm going to stick with the Lake Macquarie girls. Swansea to get it done, mate.
Swansea by how much, mate?
Six.
Swansea by six. Our great man up in the north, Carl, he's been on fire with his tips lately. He's tipped Buller by four. I'm going to go the Lake Macquarie connection to the mighty Swansea Swans. I'm going to go them to win by 10. Next up, an absolute cracker. Now, mate, Shane Tapper, who is an absolute—he's the mayor of Aberglass and the Aberglass and Adonis. He tells me that this one will be the match of the day. Again, like yourself, I don't think he's allowed within a 50-metre radius. University host Aberglassen, 10:45 kickoff in the Ladies A Grade League Tag. Aberglassen have lost one game in their history, and that was a fortnight ago to University.
Yeah.
So there's no love lost. These guys, I think, may have come up against each other last year in the grand final as well. Unlike the B grade grand final from last year, which hopefully the B grade this year doesn't end in such controversial circumstances as Cardiff and Westie last year. So yeah,
play to the whistle.
But Uni and Aberglassen, yeah, promises to be an absolute cracker. He tells me that actually, even though it's tag, it will get a little bit physical. So something there for the purists.
Yeah, well, I like Aberglassen in this one. I think again it will be close. Within 6 points, I think, but yeah, Aberglassen for the win.
Yes.
I'm going to stick with Uni as the first part of the double for the day, mate, by 10.
Yeah, you're on fire. You're tipping against your jersey there, mate. You versus me here. Mate, you're in two grand finals this weekend. You're on fire. Mate, I'm going to go the Ants. If I don't tap them, may not speak to me anymore. So I'm going to go the Aberglassen Ants to win 14-4. Next up, we move into the contact stuff, the big boys, the men's C grade. East Maitland Griffins host Windale, 12 o'clock kickoff. Should be, I hope it's not as warm as today. Yeah. Mate, I don't know how those boys will go in 30-degree kickoffs. East Maitland very strong through the spine. Mate, our man Tapper has tipped East Maitland by 40.
By 40, has he?
Yeah, so he reckons they're absolute certainties. Windale will be sweating on the fitness of Matty Garrick. He's a huge difference for them at half. He got through about 50 minutes last week, which is just enough to get the job done. I understand that he hasn't trained too much this week. His hip's still giving him a bit of grief, so might be catching up with old Dr. Halpin for a bit of a painkiller before the game to get him out there, hopefully for their sake and for the game's sake.
Yeah.
Matty can get out there. Mate, I'll let you start this one off.
I am going to stick with Windale, mate. I think they'll get it done, but I reckon it'll be by 3 points.
3 points?
Yeah, they'll kick a goal, a field goal just before half-time, I reckon.
Right, okay, no worries at all. That's very obscure. Mate, I'm going to go with the Windale boys. I promised them I'd tip them last night when I caught up with them. Windale to win by four with a Scott Salter runaway try. When I say runaway for Scotty, it'll probably be about 11 metres.
That's a runaway.
Mate, that's a long way for him. He may not recover from that. So I did promise him too that if they do get up, I'm going to get to him for an interview. He told me he'd be out of breath, and I said it'd be the most intelligent thing we'd get out of him. So, yeah, love Scotty, mate. He's good value.
I like East Maitland this one. I think they've been pretty consistent throughout the year. I reckon by 10 they'll get the job done.
Right, and Carl's gone Windale by one with Matt Garrick to kick the field goal, mate. Everyone loves the Gecko. I don't know how he's going to go with that hip. Mate, you got him kicking the field goal as well before half time, or someone else?
Nah, someone else.
Bucko, maybe at fullback, he might slot in there. One of the other old stages.
Replacement front rower.
Scott Salter, maybe, mate. He fancies himself a seven. You have to sew 2 7 jumpers together, get him around those big guns. The next one, mate, see plenty of experience in this one. J-Lo, Woodbury host University. Woodbury have got a side lined with former Newcastle first grade and well-experienced stars, the likes of Willie Paleo, Alfred Whaleboat, Kevy Picton. While they might have got on in years, they've still got the nous there, and obviously the Forrest brothers as well. There's plenty of experience there. Who do you like in this one, the older Woodbury side against the young guns of Uni?
Yeah, I can't go past Uni in this one, mate. I'm going to stick with the double. I think they're going to get the double done this weekend, and I think they're up to about 9 wins in a row, mate. I think they'll do it by 8.
Uni by 8 to get the 10th in a row. Carl's gone Woodbury by 13. He's pretty confident experience will get him across the line. I'll be very intrigued with this one. I think it's going to come down to discipline. I understand last time the two sides played, a couple of the boys from Woodbury shorter fuses as they got a bit out of puff might have come into play. And you and I know from having refereed a few of those boys, they can be subject to that, I guess. I mean, when they're on, they're on.
Yeah.
But if things don't quite go their way, and if they're a man short, the youth of Uni will be too strong. So I'm going to go Uni to win this one by 2. I think it'll be an absolute belter.
Yeah. Well, pre-show, I did mention Woodbury I like, but given the youth of Uni and their run of 9 in a row, if they get through, I think they might pull through this one. This will be very close as well. A lot closer than I think most of us think.
Yeah, mate. As I said, I like Uni to get it done. And look for big Benny Remington for man of the match in this one. I think he'll have a job cut out for him with a physical Woodbury side. But the big one, mate, the men's A-grade grand final, Shortland find themselves in the big dance for the 3rd year in a row. Yeah. They've been bridesmaids twice. They've had the week off. They come up against the Stockton side. Now, Stockton, we know, they've got plenty of points in them. They're a big physical side with the Tupou boys and big Desi Bauer as well. Again, probably similar to the likes of Woodbury in that, you know, discipline can be an issue for them. If they can keep their heads on, then, you know, they'll certainly be right in it. And, you know, they're minor premiers for a reason. Shortland, on the other hand, mate, they've got 2 ex-NRL players, a couple of ex-Newcastle Rugby League, or 3 Newcastle Rugby League first graders. So, I mean, you've got Chad Redmond and Tamana Tahu. You've got Chris Marlborough, Matt Redmond, Deiran Pearson. They compete definitely in the reserve grade, if not the first grade competition, with the, you know, lineup that they've got. There's a couple of other names there as well. They're a very experienced side. It's just about getting everyone to gel on the day.
Yeah, that's it. I think it'll come down to Shortland. I like them in this one. Stockton have been good all year, but I think Shortland will have the experience there to get through.
Lovely, mate. And J-Lo, how do you like this
probably
one?
Probably haven't really got on the Shortland bandwagon during the year, but I think they're going to
rise.
You
were still cheering for Belmont South last week and they weren't even playing.
Yeah, I would have tipped Belmont if they made
loves
it.
Loves Kate Snowden.
Shortland will get it done, mate, and I think this could be the match of the day, and I think they'll get it done by 2.
Mate, I'm going to go Shortland as well. I think this one might be plenty of points. Both sides like to throw the ball around. Look for the experience of Pearson to tell with a bit of support from Tahu, just taking the ball to the line. He's got a lot of time when he goes to the line. And the goal kicking of Chris Marlborough versus the goal kicking of Warren Towers might be a little bit of difference as well. Warren is a good goal kicker. Chris is a very good goal kicker. So I'm going to go Shorty to win by 4, maybe looking at about 36-32. I think there'll be plenty of tries for the crowd. Now, I'm going to quote Carl here, and you can see the quote on the run sheet. He says, Shorty to choke again, Stocko. So he's got Stocko by 7, and I think he's going Warren Towers to kick the field goal to get him in front there by a winning margin. So, as we said, there's plenty on down there. It's a big day, $5 entry. It's well worth the price of admission. Look, I'll guarantee you'll get at least 3 out of the 5 will be crackers. I wouldn't be surprised if at least all 5 of them are absolute belters and there's not much separating them. Make your way down, whether it's for the whole day, part of the day. Get in on plenty of the sponsor products, Tui's. I know you will be if you can get down there, mate. You hated Tui's. There's plenty of stuff there for the kids as well. Jumping castle, face painting, all that sort of stuff. Mal Graham and number one supporter of Stockton Sharks, Garth Brennan, will be down, mate. The Gold Coast Titans coach, that'll be great to see. I wouldn't be surprised to see a few other names float around. There's plenty of guys who support, you know, a few of these sides that are bigger names. So it'd be great to see, and absolute crack of a day. You obviously won't be there. No, mate. You've got other commitments, apparently.
We're slightly there.
Yeah, that's all right. Maybe leave your yellow cards over at number one.
Yeah.
We'll have given them all out.
Yeah, exactly right. But thanks, boys, for joining us. Thanks again. Big shout out to and good luck to Uni, Aberglasson, and Windale. I did promise Tap to, I would mention, he's loaned us the Mark Hughes Foundation charity jerseys they did this year. They raised $4,500 during the year, which is a great effort for the second division club for a really good cause. But
did he save on strapping that week?
Mate, that would have been his strapping bill for the year. So, but anyway, and he's promised me he's going to go around again next year, so I'm looking forward to seeing that. But good luck to all 10 teams, 9 clubs involved in the day. Promise to be an absolute belter. I'll be looking to get down there, and I'll be doing some content for the shows as well. So we'll have some little snippets next week. Hopefully your side can get up and enjoy a few ales on the hill in a very social environment. Thanks, boys.
Thanks, Chris.
Thanks, Chris.
The real NRL, mate. The Rugby League Academy. Matt Landry still sitting on the sidelines just watching what goes on.
He's loving it.
How good's Curry going? Curry 30, Central 12. Butcher Boy straight out the back door. Barney Miller will still have a week to serve of his suspension next season, wherever he's coaching. I think they've run out of jobs in Newcastle Rugby. You might be coaching Greta Brankster.
Yeah, not sure where he'll go. Good luck to him, though, where he does go. Pretty good coach. Central being pretty unlucky straight out this year. But Curry looking good, though.
The freak.
Yeah.
Jade Porter. Who's in control this one, mate? You're the referee's insider.
Yeah, so for first grade this week, you've got Tommy Taylor. He's got the whistle here with Cameron Smith and Johnny Taylor on
Cameron
the sideline.
Cameron Smith?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, we always thought Cameron Smith was
only good enough for a flag, though. Yeah. He's got the week off and comes up to Newcastle.
That's it.
Are they going with the two referees again? Is that the go?
No, so just got the one ref. We got in-goal officials for first grade.
Yeah, well, they had two refs last week, so I'm not sure what happened there.
Yeah.
So they sort of had an assistant referee. I don't know what was going on, but it doesn't appear anything there. So they might just do that in-goal assist where they come out to the 20 and stuff, in the defensive stuff, anyway, Curry, mate, as I said, the freak, Jade Porter, Nagara Barker, mate, both boys are some more reconnections, I understand, going very well there at the Bulldogs, 30-12 winners, mate. And it's not like they're winning close games. They're winning comfortably the last few weeks.
Yeah, they've been looking good.
Putting some points on. Lakes have their work cut out. Speaking of Lakes, Sunday afternoon, they lost 20-12 to Souths at Carl Oval. Mate, Souths just had all the running, mate. Henry Penn in the centres, I don't know if he caught any of this game. He's an absolute wrecking ball. He got through more work than most of the forwards. He was taking hit-ups. He's an absolute pocket rocket. And young Ryan Glanville is a name most of the Knights fans will know. Son of Mark.
Yep.
Really started. Really good running, 5'8", and I was really impressed, mate. And your mate Jason Keelan with the boot, very very good. For Lakes, young Daniel Peck was really good, and Jacob Gagai doing a really strong job. Looked dangerous each time he ran the ball. Just couldn't quite get those arms free at some stages to try and get the offload after he'd make that a half break. So that sees our minor premiers Lakes take on fifth place Curry this weekend. I believe it'll be at Townsend Oval on Sunday. And that's first, fifth, and Souths go straight through to the big dance, which will be at McDonald Jones next weekend. Who do you like here, boys? Can Lakes stop Curry's run?
I think they can, mate. I think it's going to come to an end this week, but I think it won't be by much. I think Lakes by four.
Lakes by four, right?
Yeah, I like Lakes too. I think they've been pretty consistent, going well this year. I think they'll get it done by about 10.
Yeah, I'm going to go Lakes by six. I was really hoping these two sides would come up against each other in the grand final, to be honest. Big fan. I knew Jade fairly well when he was at Lakes back in the day, and obviously have the connection to Lakes. I would have really liked to have seen those two sides come up against each other. Some positive news, though, for Lakes I suppose it's probably not positive news for them, but it shows that the NRL clubs are watching the Newcastle Rugby League. Tawa Mata'afa, former Tigers under-20s player, signed a contract with Canterbury Bulldogs for next year. Follows in the footsteps of Kerrod Holland, who came from the Newcastle Rugby League, to go down there. And obviously Nathan Ross as well, who played a few seasons. So great to see some guys getting spotted. And I'm sure there'll be a few coaches watching young Lachlan Walmsley in the grand final. He's been very impressive for Souths this year.
Yeah, he's been looking good. A few eyes will be on him throughout the rest of the couple of games.
Yeah, so certainly be a cracker this weekend, and we're looking forward to seeing big junior Rokika running at McCampton. Geez, that'll be impressive. So certainly looking forward to seeing the game this Sunday. There's obviously lower grades footy from I think about 20 to 10 in the morning over at Townsend on Sunday, so it'll be an early start for a few people, but You got the ladies' league tag, the 19s, and thirds, reserves, and firsts coming through. So yeah, plenty to watch at Townsend Oval. We might move right along. I think our next stop on the wonderful road trip that is Newcastle and Hunter Sports is the MPL Grand Finals. Mate, there was plenty of goals on display at McDonald Jones. Probably more goals than there was fans.
Yeah, just about, mate. Was it 3,700?
Yeah, very disappointing. I think it was about 400 or 500 less than what they got last year. So I think the solution is they need to take it somewhere else. I don't think... I wasn't there, but I would have thought it would have been pretty dour atmosphere.
Yeah,
dour.
Look, I was there and it was pretty dour. There was no atmosphere at all. Sitting up on the hill with the rest of the Edgeworth supporters, hear the Magic fans down in the grandstand, but that's about it. There was not much happening there.
I thought it was pretty average. A couple of Jets games we went to this year when there was like 10 or less. Well, you know, and we've been there before and, you know, been to games where there's smaller crowds. We went to a W League game a few years ago and, I mean, they crowded us all into one stand at the base there, and it's still, like, that created a bit of atmosphere. But if they've got, you know, sections open up and the fans all separated, which is, you know, for obvious reasons, but with that many people, and that's the other thing you've got to remember is that's 3,722 people across the games. I'm going to say that, you know, there's probably less than 3,000 of them still there for first grade. Like, some of those would have been people supporting Lake Macquarie, Hamilton or Maitland, or the Jets youth in the lower grade. So, yeah, you've probably got 2,500 watching the game in a 30,000-seat stadium. Better off to take it to, you know, a number two, or even to, you know, like, I know they probably want to avoid home ground, but, you know, Magic Park's a good enough ground. Darling Street.
Jack McLaughlin at Edgeworth.
Yeah, Jack McLaughlin. What's it called? Arthur Eden.
Yep.
You know, there's enough seating there that you can get a couple of thousand in, and it's get what you get 2,000, 2,500 in there, and it's going to absolutely be bursting at the seams. Find whatever the best ground is that we can get 4,000 people into.
Yep.
And just put it on there. Number two sports ground if we have to. Number one sports ground. I mean, number one can fit 10,000, but you get 4,000 there, there's going to be an atmosphere, even though it's not necessarily a soccer ground.
Yeah, I wouldn't like to say it at number one. I think if Hunter Stadium's not the option, or McDonald Jones, whatever they call it these days, I think then the local option is it,
so,
where you can create an atmosphere.
So do we give someone a fixed home ground, or do we just a point of ground? I think that's probably the concern.
Yeah, look, no, it has to be a neutral venue, I think, for the first grade. So obviously,
so
logistics
that's
come into play.
Like, you know, on the weekend, Edgeworth versus Broadbent. I don't know if Arthur Eden's big enough. I don't know if Darling Street's big enough to get that sort of 3,500, 4,000. I mean, realistically, they need to have a venue that can get 5.
Yeah.
So yeah, certainly.
I'd like to see that number two option.
I'm just wondering, do you know what the capacity of number two is, Jayla?
About 6 or 7.
Mate, I'm just googling it now, and this says the capacity is 0. Well, they've obviously been to a couple of Wanderers games. having a bit of trouble finding.
What about Neville Thompson Oval?
Neville Thompson Oval, mate. It's looking Forest Green, young Rod Gibson tells me. So, but yeah, it'd be interesting to see.
How many is that old?
What about old Lyle Peacock? You'd nearly get that many in there, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
You'd get the portable seating on the other side.
They generally have a decent surface area for it as well.
We're going to have it in the entertainment centre, mate. There's
It'd be too wet.
we'll get onto that at the moment. So number two would be great, allowing...
Number two would be great, but...
5,000. There we go, 5,000, beautiful. Sign them up. The only thing is they'd have to probably play on a Sunday...
Surface is a bit choppy, mate, after the footy finals.
Yeah,
so
that's what I'm
saying. I know Zadkovich was singing his praise about the surface. Mm-hmm. Said he was happy with that, but you want 3,000 people there in a 35,000-seat stadium.
Got to sacrifice
for
something.
Yeah, exactly right. So the results on the weekend, 18s are the early game. The Jets, 7, Lake Macquarie, 1. My boys, the Roosters, couldn't quite hold up. The young Jets dominated.
Yeah, 2-1 at halftime.
Did Lake Macquarie come out of
sheds
at half time?
Well, I'm not quite sure. I wasn't there that early.
It's unlike you. Yeah. Somewhere with alcohol, serving alcohol that early, and you weren't there.
Believe it or not, I drove. I didn't even get on turf.
What a responsible adult you are. It's good to see, mate.
And they're an under-16s team, aren't
they?
They
are, mate. So the Jets development side, so they all play up. The 20s, mate, your boys. Hamilton, 1-0 winners over Maitland. I hear your second favourite player after Reece Cooper, Jess Henderson, was the goal scorer there, mate.
Quality player, mate, and got the job done for the boys. And
is he a local Hamilton junior or?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, take a punt, 50-50 chance.
I think they had a good night on the celebrations too, mate. I caught up with Reece on Sunday afternoon and he was very croaky and, yeah, they had a wild night.
Just see Reece leading all the 19 and 20 year old boys astray, mate. I can just imagine. Leo Berthos would have been partying hard, I reckon, the Kiwi. And first grade, Broadmeadow, mate, they dominated your Eagles.
They did, mate. Edgeworth just didn't turn up. I think they were still at Edgy Bolo waiting for beer tap. But
Daniel McBream is still in Guam.
Yeah, well, he came on in the second half. Can't really talk about Edgy too much. They didn't look like they wanted it enough.
It's the usual suspects for Broadmeadow, Cale Bradbury, John Majorowski. Good to see Josh Rowe scoring a goal.
Yeah, for the wrong side.
Yeah, well, that's all right. They all count the
got
same.
Got on the sheet.
They all count the same. It's not like AFL where you only get, one point versus six if you put it in your own goals.
He's used to playing for the Mariners, so that's
just He's used to watching balls go to the net,
yeah.
That's
right.
I could make some other comments about where balls go at the Mariners, but we might leave that well enough alone. Don't need to stir them up before the season starts. Geez, you're no fun, mate. It's not the same without Josh here. He loves when I start talking about grinder and things like that. Shout out to Xavier.
Yeah. While we're on the round ball, mate, any goss on the new jet striker, mate, the Brazilian?
Well, mate, yeah.
Was it Jair?
Yeah, mate. While we're on the soccer, yeah, we did Josh from Crossbar Capers, and I did a interview with the great man, the King of Newcastle, Joel Griffiths, yesterday, which Josh will be releasing, and we'll have some audio from, I'd say, probably next week. And he gave us some very interesting insights to his wild lifestyle as a young man and what's happened at the Jets now. So they're still trialling a goalkeeper. They've brought on Jair, yeah. So Joel said, very strong player in the K-League. I think you got something like, played 110 games in the K-League. He's got 46 goals in those 110. Had some other stints at some other clubs where he hasn't hit the ground quite as well. But for a bloke that's going to play as a number eight, that's a pretty good striker, I would have thought.
Yeah, well, we need some quality up front, and he sounds like he'll be the goods. Let's just hope he can put it on the park.
I don't know that he's going to play all the way up front, but as I said, they're talking about sort of playing him as an eight and see what happens from there. But it'll certainly be interesting. Obviously, fill the void until we get Roy back, then you get Roy, and hopefully he clicks in with Vargas. And the K-League is a fairly physical league as well, Joel tells me, so I can't profess to be an expert on the K-League. I know you're a big fan of K-pop, like Gangnam Style and all that sort of stuff. It's right up your element at the karaoke nights, isn't it?
Yeah. Get involved, mate.
Yeah, well, dance moves, a little horse riding. Yeah, J-Lo'd need a Shetland pony.
He still rides his little rocking horse, mate.
I don't want to know about him riding.
See the news today? Is it Perlo is in talks with the
FFA Cup? Yeah, so it was Avondale.
Yeah,
Andrea Perlo.
Sydney.
He's about 66 years old, isn't he? He's older than Shane Tapper.
39, mate.
39.
Doesn't wear tape.
Play soccer, mate. Might need to tape his socks up. That'd be about it. But certainly be a fair coup if they could get him in. I understand it's just for one game. I don't know how much they're going to have to pay him. But
next week, 19th.
Yeah, exactly, mate. I'm a bit disappointed. I'm not in Melbourne until the 26th for a game, so I'll miss that one.
Apparently, money is no issue for them too.
Mate, no salary cap down there. Yeah.
Roosters.
Nick Politis must own him, yeah, exactly right. Mate, you were rocking his name last week, weren't you? So plenty happening in the round ball. They've also confirmed the signing of Mitch Austin. He is official now. He's here, so he will be on board. He's a winger, mate. That's what he usually plays. So
good.
Free up the Hoff maybe, but expecting
Hoff
big
back to the bench.
Hey, Joel Griss is telling me big things for the Hoff again this year, so looking forward to that. And they've got a couple other signings that they're looking at. They've got another, couple of blokes in the NPL.
Him, are they? Ryan.
No. Joel did talk about putting the boots back on, and he doesn't even know if he's going to pull them back on for Lent the next year. So he was regaling us with a few tales. So it'd be worth a tune in for those soccer diehards. There's some good chuckles in there and some stories about Joel's old days when he used to love going to Fanny's. So stay tuned for that. But we might move on, mate. To your domain of dishing out of the cheese. So have you got your cards here so I can take them off you or not?
No, mate, I left them here. Yeah. I left them at Big Dog's.
Big Dog asked me if I could just red card you while we're here. but we might, before we get to the NHL, you might have a quick touch on the NRC, mate, the New South Wales Country Boys. Started off their competition in round two last weekend and got an absolute spanking at the hands of a four side that have been running together for a fair while now. I think it was about 35-28, and then the Force just ran away with a few late tries to get away 54-28. So I understand due to a few late changes, the two New South Wales teams on the weekend, because of a couple of call-ups, the Wallabies and whatnot, literally had blokes that hadn't even trained with them playing. So it was a bit ragtag. It's a bit hard to try and get the cohesion there, but I'd expect more from them this week. They head out to downtown Glen Willow Sporting Complex. Maybe that's where they should play the NPL Grand Final. That's a cracker ground. Take them out to Mudgee.
That is the best ground.
Jared loves it, mate. It's not. Neville Thompson Oval's the best ground in New South Wales.
I nominate that for ground of the...
I nominate you to move to Mudgee. Start a Mudgee sports podcast. That'd go off, the Mudgee Dragons.
Don't get much phone reception out there, so you'd have to have a new pod member, mate.
Hey, you don't get phone reception in Mudgee.
Just joking.
Jeez.
I don't know
where you're
Take
going.
Take your shirt off, mate. Women's league tag.
Mate, it's about the only place I get a run at the moment.
Stop playing first grade then.
Yeah, mate. All right. Just get that one cap. That's all I needed. It's been 10 years. They play at 1 o'clock out at Mudgee. The Eagles take on the Melbourne Rising. Melbourne Rising coming off a loss as well. So hopefully the boys can bounce back and bit of a connection to Newcastle, the old Eagles, don't they? Their coach?
They do. Not Bubba.
No.
Not Chris.
No. So... The most senior in terms of coaching experience, Coleman's. I can't say too many other things since you've got Hamilton this weekend.
So many Coleman's running around, musicians.
Yeah. Gary Coleman.
Yeah.
What you talking about, Willis? Is he related as well?
Could be.
He's got the same attitude, I reckon. and then a quick turnaround for the Eagles. They have their catch-up game from round one. They take on the Sydney Rays in the derby at Leichhardt Oval.
Will you be there, mate?
I will be there with a special guest. We might even do a little bit of a wrap on the game. Good mate of yours, mate.
Lewis McGeough,
yeah. So hopefully we're discussing whether or not... I'm trying to encourage Lewis, and not that we encourage people to streak, but if a certain individual is running the touchline, I will be encouraging him to go and just tackle him or something. I think it'd be entertaining. Mr. Tonks. No, good to see him have a run on the weekend, actually. Good to see Newcastle boy representing... refereeing as well.
Yeah, he's doing well.
He carried that flag well.
He does, mate, he does.
He didn't seem dobbed too much, though. I was a bit disappointed. There wasn't enough dobbing. Probably would have been disappointed with him. Rob loves dobbing.
He does.
So good luck to the Eagles this weekend, and good luck to Drew if he is officiating as well. Good to see, as we said, a bit of Newcastle connections. I'm not sure if there's any Newcastle boys playing in that side, though.
Harry Johnson Holmes?
Yeah, I'll have to have a look at the team list. Palmer? Maybe.
No, I don't think he's floating around. I know Harry Johnson Holmes is playing.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure what Stixie's doing. Stixie was injured though at one point. I know that. So. Yeah.
Well, good if he can get back, mate.
He'll probably be there on the weekend, though, I reckon, mate.
Yeah.
Supporting the Hawks, I reckon.
Yeah. On a strict injury recovery regime, I dare say.
Yeah.
So speaking of grand finals, we'll start off with the wonderful fourth grade. Robbo's told me I must mention it. So it starts, mate. There's three games. I understand that the big one is the Battle of the Sperm Whales Plastic Spoon, which is Beaches versus Hamilton for the honour of fifth place.
Beaches Hamilton?
Yeah.
That's funny. The appointments I got says that Beaches are playing uni.
Yeah, well, mate, the referees don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
Neither does Chris Roberts, probably, but, I'm just going on what I've been told and what's been shared.
Southern Beaches are playing Hamilton.
Yeah, well, that's fifth versus sixth. That's who finished outside. And then...
Uni play the Waratahs?
Yeah, that's correct. So that'll be for third and fourth. But, Longy, Beaches, Hamilton. Beaches finished sixth on the ladder, I think. Hamilton fifth. It's out at the Sandpit, 6:15 kickoff. So if you're not doing anything Friday night, get out there. I'm sure they'll have the NRL semi on the TV inside.
I'll run with Beaches.
You run with
not
Beaches.
Not for any reason.
Just
because I can.
I'm looking forward to the impact of if he's returned from injury and he's fit, or fit's a loose word, of Jason Mullins, the great man. Big Mullo. I think if Bede's taking this game seriously, he'll run Mullo at outside centre.
Fat chance, I reckon.
Fat chance. Oh, geez, Mullo, that's harsh.
Oh.
All I know is I'm sure the boys will be celebrating at KFC afterwards. Big Wayne and Billy loves the KFC. Uni versus Waratah, mate. Sam Berry masterclass to get Uni home here, I think. That's third versus fourth. I might see Ryan Hurry running it. Anika confirms he's only a fourth grader. He's not good enough to make the divisional team. That's the words of Anika Jamison, not me, Huzz, so don't blame me. And the big one, Maitland versus Carlton. Big bad Benny Emmett.
I did confirm on the weekend he still has not crossed the line this year for a meat pie.
Someone give him a try. Mate, they just need to do what they did with Mav. Mav begged and begged old Dale to convert a penalty try into a try for Mav so they didn't have to do the nudie run. A lot of other people begged too because no one wants to see Mav nude. I'm allegedly on that nudie run too. That could be interesting. I think the experience of big Ernie might be the difference here. I think he's having a run around.
They're a pretty experienced, two pretty experienced sides, I would think. Maitland and Carlton.
Maitland have got a lot of numbers, and I'm pretty sure they've gone through undefeated this year.
Mate, I'll take your word for it. I only play in the comp. I don't keep stats.
Pretty red hot team, mate. But
yeah, they do have a cast of thousands. I think we played the other week. We had 10, and they had 46.
Didn't bring the scorebook, but
yeah. Well, so
who are you going, Longy?
I'll run with Maitland. We're in Maitland.
The Blacks.
We'll stick with the locals. Blacks. Yeah.
I'm still surprised they're still letting you use that as a name. Hey?
What studio are we in, mate? Are we rocking a name?
The Adam Clydesdale studio. Oh, yeah. Like a young gun. Dane Tills isn't really from here. Luke Dawn sort of is, but you know, could be the Bandy Adams studio. But
well, the bar was named after him. He's Clydesdale's grandfather or great grandfather or something.
I would call it the Jacob Sinclair studio. I'm sure he's got up to some mischief in this joint.
Yeah,
old city.
He's ran amok here a few times.
Is he allowed in here?
Probably not anymore.
I think they'll let anyone in at the moment.
Yeah,
John Fay Studios.
Yeah, John Fay Studio.
Yeah, so no, we'll go Carlton. The Adam Clydesdale Studios. A Raiders great. Yeah, I'll go Carlton. I'll go Carlton to win by 13. Yeah.
Good luck to Lauren, mate, in the middle in this one.
Is she? It should have been Dale. It's outrageous. Dale and Declan, two referee system. The greats. Mate, you'd love Dale. How can I explain Dale to you? Dale is the Dennis Birch of the Newcastle Hunter Rugby Union. Excellent referee. On to the big stuff, mate. Big day of grand finals this weekend, and we see, mate, Muswellbrook, they ran out winners over East in the divisional. A bit of an upset there, 37-14. Mate, they're putting some points on the old heelers.
Got some experience, mate. A couple of, one, I believe, former Waratah, Big Brucey.
Yeah.
And, I've heard
there's big Waratah. There's Waratah players everywhere, so that'll be an interesting one this weekend for him then, because they will take on Waratah in the GF.
The Waratahs in Sydney.
Oh, right.
Super Rugby Waratahs.
What, Matt Dunning?
No. Bruce. I don't know his surname, but
Forbes?
I just know it's Bruce, but yeah, he played for the Waratahs about 10, 12 years ago.
You need to clarify, because when you say the Waratahs, you didn't say the collaborative Waratahs, that's the difference. Shout out there, Annika.
No, they've come from fifth.
Cash for comment.
Fifth or fourth?
Fourth, mate. They beat Singleton Lions the first week, then took on the Southern Lakes Juggernaut, the Hammerheads, who, you know.
Gibson Oval.
Yeah, mate, if they'd have played at Gibson Oval, it would have been 100-0 to Southern Lakes, mate.
Gibson Oval as good as Neville Thompson Oval.
No, mate, it can't be. No such thing as. Blasphemy. I'd send Rod round to your house, but he's busy. I think he's going to V8 this weekend, he told me. So, not going to the Newcastle Hunter. I don't know how he would have gone if that clashed with Dora Creek, but I'm sure he can let us know. But, I'll be checking that out in the train tomorrow morning. It's looking good, he tells me. Forest green. Darker than that jersey you got on. So, Uni Waratah, Maitland Carlton. So, that was the fourth grade. So, we're under the divisional. Waratah, Muswellbrook, mate. So, this will be a cracker. Yeah, Waratah. They finished about 20 points clear. Can Muswellbrook continue their run, Longy? The Heelers versus the collaborative Waratahs.
Yeah, I'll give them a chance. Our Towners come down. Run with them.
I'm going to say it's going to be a draw.
Are they coming down Friday night? Bloody
9:30. I think they've stayed since last weekend. Just pitching tents. They've pitched tents on the hill at number 2. I'm going to go a draw at full time. What's the extra time rules, mate? You want to clarify those for everyone?
Play, I believe it's 5 minutes each way.
Yeah. Then if it's level?
I think they keep going.
You might be...
Sorry, it's joint premiers.
Oh, boo. Better than what they had during the semi-finals. If you finish the draw, no extra time. Just whoever's higher on the ladder goes through. What an outrage, anyway. Bylaws.
Yeah.
Should be BS laws. Yeah. I'm going to go Muswellbrook to win in extra time.
You're right.
So, the experience to show through, 29-26.
They've got massive gaps between the games, mate. So, if it goes to extra time, mate, there's plenty of room.
So, what do they play? 35 minutes each way? 30 minutes each way?
I think it's 30 minutes each
30,
way.
30, so yeah. So, they'll have 75 minutes. So, yeah, they've got nearly 2 hours. So, yeah, they've got plenty of time. Speaking of the next one, 11:20, the P3s. The start of Hamilton's big day out. Hamilton, Merriweather. You have something to say there, mate?
I just missed the bait. One of your favourite referees, mate, is doing the divisional.
Rob Delbeau. Is he doubling up on the weekend? Two games.
He's reffing and then ARing later in the day.
Carrying me,
yeah.
He's got big shoulders, big Rob. Just don't wear him out too early. Merriweather, Hamilton. Merriweather went through and then Hamilton knocked off Wanderers last week.
Big win.
Who's in control of this one, mate? Who's the A-team here?
Seagull.
Let's hope he doesn't get punched this time. That'd be nice.
Seagulls in the middle. I don't know.
Louis McGee did suggest that he'd be the man to tackle Drew Tong so that he could feel how it was to be on the other side of a referee assault. Well, that was a bit rough. Yeah, so who's his ARs? Is Dale having a run on the weekend? Is he in fourth grade with...
Rob's got Ian Spicer and Declan.
Declan, the pace, the sheer pace.
Nick has got Lauren and Dale.
Dale on the touchline in the P3s, mate. That experience will show through. He's a great man, Dale. Love his refereeing. Wonder if you listen. Do you reckon he listens to the show?
Dale?
Yeah.
I did tell him that he had a massive fan and we
big
do a podcast, so he was very happy about that. So
yeah, you
I
share it in the referees group. Just tag him next time, will you?
I will. I'll share it this week.
Shout out, Dale, mate. Good luck on the weekend, mate. Carry that flag well. The P2s is, again, Hamilton versus Merriweather. Who are the ones to look out for in this one, mate? Big Rowan Kelly, Nick Mercer,
Kelly.
Mobby, your man Mobby.
Mobby will be there.
Who's playing for Merriweather?
It's actually Frost. William Frost was the 5'8 in the rep team earlier this year or in the squad, and he's actually been playing second grade for Merriweather, but
right.
They were runaway minor premiers over Wanderers, actually, in Hamilton, the Sleeping Giants.
Came from third, mate.
Come from third, but yeah, they got a lot of their cattle back.
Must have been that 1,000-0 win over our second grade to knock us out.
Yeah, but no, they're two pretty good teams, and the last two encounters have been close early on, and Hamilton have just run away with it, but yeah, Sorelli.
Hamilton have beaten them both times.
Yeah, the last two times, yeah, by plenty in the end, but yeah. Been tight early.
Right, well, I think the experience of Hamilton might be interesting to see. Like when we came up against them, I certainly thought Hamilton looked a little bit stronger than Merriweather. Hamilton sort of really, you know, they're really smart about how they engage the rucks and, you know, try and then they have their big boys, you know, the likes of Rowan Kelly. Surprisingly, you'd be surprised, you know Rowan pretty well, mate. He's still had about a 70-metre try in him. Mate, he was nearly dead when he got there, and no one was chasing him, thank God. But yeah, no, he had a good try against us, so still got it. And young Nick Mercer, hopefully he's gotten rid of that filthy beard by now. But anyway, I'm going to go with Rowan and Mick, and Hamilton to get this one by 8.
Yeah, I'll follow that too. I think with Rowan there, Mick, they'll get through.
Rowan would have to be nearly as old as Tapper, wouldn't he?
He was playing for
Wyong back in
Central long before that.
But that's what I mean. That's what I'm saying. Like, he was a seasoned campaigner when, you know, Dean Amos and Dane Cronin, those blokes playing in
Pez.
06, 07.
Yeah.
Pez, jeez. Yeah, there's another name.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see. Jason Ferris.
Yeah.
He's a big fan of female referees, he was.
Yeah.
So Hamilton, mate, how many are they going to get done by?
Oh, it'll be tight. Let's run with 7.
Right, so long as Mercer gets there in time, isn't too busy on grinding himself.
Yeah, that's right. Now Mercer will probably be on a mandate the night before, so he might take him with
him. He's actually punching, mate. I've seen his misses. He's massively punching. So, mate, a big weekend for that old crew. Benny Remington playing in the grand final on Saturday over on the other field as well. Be about the same time. They won't be able to support each other, unfortunately. So, but I'm sure there'll be plenty of hugs afterwards if they both win.
They'll be somewhere after it.
Yeah, probably the Gateway Hotel. The big game, 3:15, Hamilton versus Maitland. This one promises to be an absolute belter. And I think the big things this is going to come down to is the ex-Waratah factors. Mate, you'll be in charge of this one, ably supported by the great man Rob Delbo. Who have you got on the other sideline?
Nick.
Nicholas Gahl.
Yep.
Who's the fourth official? That's a crucial role.
I believe it's Eric McKenzie, mate, from the Southern Lake, formerly from Southern Lakes.
Never heard of him.
He's a professional number four, mate.
Professional number four.
It's like
Neil Gant's professional in goal touch judge, isn't it? Is he come back to Newcastle Rugby League Grand Finals this year?
No, I don't know. If Curry gets through,
he'll be available. Yeah, I don't think he can if Curry gets through.
Yeah, Eric McKenzie and Ethan Farrell's the number five, mate.
How many officials do you appoint? You just give everyone a gig.
And the reserve referee, they've got lots.
Who's the reserve referee? Brendan Farrell?
Yeah, mate.
Yeah, well, you just watch out for line outs. Don't do your knee, all right?
Yeah, mate.
Nah. It's good to see you make a return after missing last year's grand final. You didn't get your fitness test, you weren't quite ready.
No, that's right, mate.
No comment.
No comment.
Controversy.
Leave that up to you.
So Maitland and Carlton, Maitland and Hamilton. Jeez, I'm throwing myself there. I think the ex-Waratah players, Manu and Sherritt, are the keys here. I think whoever wins the battle, I think one of those two will be your medal winner. What's the name of the medal?
Well, the Player of the Year, which will be on Friday,
Anderson
the
Medal.
Anderson Medal, and that's the Cyril Burke Medal.
Cyril Burke Medal, that is the one. Thank you for the best on ground. Yeah, Anderson Medal will be very interesting. I'd ask you for your tip, but that's probably unprofessional.
Conflict of interest.
Yeah, I'm going to go with...
Winks.
Yeah, beautiful. Mate, based on that, Rowan Kelly wins. He's about as quick as Winks. I'll go with, for the Anderson Medal, Carl Manu, and for the Cyril Burke Medal, Dane Sherritt. Hamilton to win by 5.
Yeah, I like Maitland in this one. Another close encounter. Pick them by 11.
Love the Blacks. The Blacks by 11.
Close encounter. Maitland by 11.
11's pretty close.
I'm going to have a punt and say your Cyril Burke Medal winner might be one Mungie. Will he say?
Yeah, well, if he can get through, have a good game.
Set
Jared
piece.
Can keep his cards in his pocket. And
yeah, well, there's been some
stay on the
there
field.
Has been some formal requests from Baba and Big Dog. Mate, I just watch him. Just make sure, maybe have security on the door of the referee's room. Make sure he's not sneaking into your bag to take your cards. I'm sure you've got a few spare sets. Saxon walks around the house with them, doesn't he? Giving people yellow and red cards at home.
Certainly does.
How many do you get? You'd get a few, wouldn't you?
He gives his mum a few reds when she dishes up dinner most of the time. But
oh, what are you trying to say, mate? Lucky Erica doesn't listen to this.
She might get a tag.
Yeah. I'm going to leave that well enough alone. I could have said something then, but I won't.
Facebook tag.
Thanks for clarifying that. But yeah, good luck to everyone there this weekend. I reckon there'll be a few people from other clubs celebrating hard on the hill. I'm looking forward to seeing Southern Beaches boys. I think they might be starting their silly Sunday over there. So there'll be a few boys very rowdy on the hill, and hopefully we can get a good crowd in at number two. It's get in early. I will suggest that to both grand finals, number two and number one, are both going to be in action from 9:30 on Saturday through till probably about 5:30 with the Union and 6-ish for the league. I think the main game is 4:00 with the league, so plenty of action. I'll be bouncing between both grounds, plenty to be seen and plenty to be getting amongst. I'll be there making sure you're ready to go, mate, primed. You know, if you need any supportive advice, don't talk to me because I've got no idea. I've never done a first grade grand final. Mate, you've been involved in first grade grand final?
Yeah, mate. Yeah, 2010, Cessnock Maitland.
Carried flag?
I did carry
flag. Was that the one with all the send-offs?
No. This was 2010, so this was the year after.
Right, yeah. Okay, yeah. So was that with Drew as well? Or?
No, that was Darren Smith was there.
Darren Smith.
Held the whistle there.
Great, man. I saw him at the basketball at Sydney Kings the other day.
Yeah.
Mate, everyone was there.
Are we going to get onto that, mate?
Yeah, we will, mate. That's the last thing before we wrap up. The non-event that was the basketball. I turned down an invite, a corporate box invite to the Swans and Giants game, which wouldn't have been much better anyway. To go to the basketball, take my better half to the basketball along with Nathan Price, who was our third wheel on the evening. She's Beck's a lucky girl, isn't she?
Yeah.
Got to go with both of us.
Yeah.
It was a little bit disappointing. There's a lot of issues. Obviously, the court was wet. The players complained. My bigger issue, though, was they've brought Andrew Bogut out. They've peddled him out. And the man that needs no introduction, and then he gave him an introduction, first of all. Then they gave Andrew Bogut the mic and let him announce to the crowd. They threw him under the bus. So
they think he wasn't going to get knocked.
Yeah, well, mate. And he sort of started with bad. He goes, oh, there's a bit of bad news. And everyone's going, oh, I obviously thought maybe he's got the knock playing. And he can't play. Well, he wasn't playing. Neither was anyone else. But and then I thought it was a bit of a practical joke. I thought he's having a bit of a laugh. I'm like, he's a funny guy, this Bogut. And yeah, no. So, I mean, it's in the best interest of everyone's health. I mean, it would have been the end of the world.
Yeah.
Like, it was pretty disappointing. Yeah. But it would have been the end of the world if Bogut or one of the others had
major injury before.
Major injury or even a minor injury just meant they missed the start of the season. It's only a month away. It probably does hamper Newcastle's chances of getting another game.
We've got the netball coming up in a few weeks.
Yeah, well, that's all right.
Pressure's on there.
That's all right. You can just...
Maitland's got a basketball court, don't they?
Yeah, well,
apparently the Newcastle basketball offered up their court if they wanted to play.
I understand the number of tickets they sold. They said that it wasn't quite... there to go, and it would have been a massive hassle getting everyone to
logistics
down
wise,
the road.
Yeah.
But yeah, then trying to get food, drinks, everything else, they would have had licensing set up for the right things.
Yeah.
And look, at the end of the day, they did what they had to do.
Yeah.
Hopefully, it doesn't ruin our chances of getting another game. Hopefully, they can get the court ready for the netball. But at the end of the day, fuck, how hard is it to use your mop properly? Jesus.
Change your wood manufacturers, I reckon.
Just put a wig on Schmeagle and turn him upside down. He would have been a volunteer.
Yeah.
Loved it. Saw him there, old Nathan Tull. Shout out to Killer, the great man. But disappointing, but good luck to the Kings for their season. They do have regional memberships for those people that are into the basketball and want to get down to a couple of games. And what else we got, mate? Rep trial this weekend for the cricket. You got any info on that? The great man, the Calves,
Raul.
Nathan Price will be leading them into battle.
Raul is playing.
Raul, what's his last name?
I'll leave that
Bakshi?
Up to you. Yep.
Yeah, beautiful. Mate, my club.
Bills?
The Buffalo Bills.
Adam Bills.
Nick Foster's playing, I know that. Bills. Yeah, Jake, Monty from Wall's End, Wixie. I don't even know the Wall's End blokes. I'm on the committee out there
Peter
now. So
Logic from West.
Yeah, I'm on the committee at Wall's End Cricket Club, mate.
Just getting on the bandwagon before they win the comp.
Okay, we're pushing hard to sign Jared Logan, but he's refusing Nathan's advances. Apparently, he doesn't like redheads. good luck to the Newcastle boys. I think they're playing Manly in their trial out at Ron Hill. So that'll be great for them. Great to just get a bit of a test for the rep boys. And I know a few of the local clubs have got trials this weekend as well. Wall's End are playing Norths from Maitland, so that'll be good.
Charlestown's having a run.
Yeah, who are they playing, mate?
I think they are playing Gordon, I believe. Gordon on Saturday and Sunday.
That's good. Cardiff had a hit out the other week against a couple of the Sydney clubs as well, so good to see the cricket season starting to roll around. It's good to give us something to talk about when all this footy's finished.
Yeah, well, I think the one-day comp starts like later next week,
the 29th it starts. Yeah, mate. That's the first round of first grade?
No, as in the Matador Cup.
Oh, the JLT.
Yeah, it is coming
JLT,
up.
Right. Mate, we're talking about Newcastle cricket.
Oh, yeah, but it's just around the corner, mate.
And we might see
smell it.
We might see a Newcastle bloke in action, that too. Young Jason Sanger, another Wall's End product.
I thought we were going to say you.
No, mate,
you're
no.
You're a very good cricketer.
Yeah, I'm a specialist. I did take one catch once inside my shirt. It was pretty impressive. Yeah, no, I'm a specialist number 11 batsman who fields a fine leg to fine leg and doesn't bowl. So not much good. Not like longer here. He's a cricket superstar at the CNS capacity. Yeah. You going around this year, mate?
No, mate. Been a few years now.
We do have to announce the retirement of the Wall's End star, mate.
Oh, yeah. That saddened me when I heard this.
You'd be
news.
Sad about this too, mate. Jared Forbes.
Ugh.
He's hung up the... I was going to say hung up the bat, but... Geez.
Hung up the whites.
Ate the bat.
He hung up the whites, yeah. Got a focus on some family
and,
type. So family type,
didn't
so.
Come to the table with sponsorship? Or?
Oh, mate, I'm going to leave that alone. So, pies. That was low-hanging fruit, that was. But, hopefully he comes back after a season away.
He's a
big Forbesy.
Fan of the show.
poor old Forbesy. But I hear that the better Forbes of the family will still be helping out at Wall's End later in the year, hopefully, Bruce. So, shout out to Bruce. The great man, and I'm hearing whispers that another former Tigers gun might be making a return for Wall's End in coming weeks, mate. Another larger than life character, Brett Jackson. That'd be
right.
A good plus for the Tigers out there. Any updates on number one cricketer friend of the show, Scott Logan?
No, he's still undecided, mate. I think he's training.
Yeah, I'm not asking about his sexuality. I'm asking about his cricket career.
A bit like Xavier, I think he's still undecided, but. Yeah, he's still trying to find his team. He was registered with Belmont last year, but who would know, mate?
What about
your
the
guess is
what about the women specialist? Is he has he got any involvement with anyone this year? Big Al?
Nah, other than insulting people on the hill, that's probably about as much as he'll
do. It's one of his many strengths.
Coach Joe many once.
Yeah,
just ask him; he'll tell
and
you.
He coached Reece Cooper as well at cricket.
He did. Yeah,
so did you.
Yeah.
Newcastle cricket does get underway soon. The JLT Cup's coming up. There'll be plenty more. The rep carnivals will be just around the corner. We undoubtedly will do a bit of a preview leading into the Newcastle season. There's a few other names up in the air. I'm hearing, was there one that you might have mentioned?
Hamilton Wickham's captain, I believe.
Mr. Trappel.
On the move, I believe. So.
Is he still suspended?
No, he's always suspended.
Yeah, well, so. What about you, mate? Are you going to pull on the whites this year?
Yet to be decided, mate.
So, should I talk to Eric about whether or not you're allowed? Is that what the question
is?
That thumbprint says a lot.
Yeah.
Another year or two, mate, and Byron will be able to have a run with you.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, what's he? How's he got the cricket? He played with Milo cricket?
Is he
a cricketer of my ilk?
Yeah, he's probably, between you and Forbes, he's somewhere in that region.
So he's no good with a stick in his hand?
Yeah, no, he does throw it too.
Yeah, mate, that's all right, doesn't matter. Play CNS, you're allowed to do that.
Murray took 800 test wickets.
It's a genuine action. He just had the rules changed. But yeah, all right. Well, that's probably enough for tonight's show. Everyone enjoy the plenty of grand final action this weekend.
Got any men of the week?
Oh, we do actually. Thank you. You've caught me. You've nipped me in the bud there.
On the show together again, Logan.
Man of the week. There's a reason we keep you around. I'm not sure what it is, but
my nickname's the glue, mate.
I thought it was Denny Shortlegs.
Sniff a bit of glue.
Yeah. Hey, what sort of supplements you're on over there at Jared Mullen Studios? I don't know. They're illegal, but. Good times. Can referees get drug tested? Or at the high levels?
Tonksy's clearly been, he's been juiced. Look at the size of him, he's huge. Anyway, man of the week, thanks to Matt's Mowing and Maintenance. Our nominees this week, your brother Chris Logan from the Maitland Blacks. Scored a crucial try that levelled it up and really put Maitland into the big dance this weekend. Johnny Majorowski from the Broadmeadow Magic. And Henry Penn from South Newcastle, the centre, man of the match there. Mate, Longy, here's your tip.
Well, I saw John's goal on Saturday night. It was pretty decent. But Henry's been going right in that South as well. Didn't get to see much of the
nice to sit on the fence there, so anyone but Chris Logan, apparently.
Yeah, anyone.
Right. What about your thoughts, mate? Who do you reckon's going to get it?
I think you'll go with the round ball game, mate, Mr. Majorowski.
Well, Mr. Majorowski's got 1 point. Chris Logan, 2 points. Henry Penn is this week's Sportscastle Man of the Week. Absolutely stunning display. I reckon he ran for 200-plus metres and plenty of hit-ups.
You did watch that game? I was getting the reports.
Yeah, I did. I live-streamed it. So I live-streamed that while I watched the NRC as well. It was great. Joys of many monitors at home. Very good performance from him. He's a crucial element of South's winning and getting the week off. So if one of the South's boys, if anyone listens from that club and wants
Jason
to tag
Keelan,
Henry Penn into it, Brendan Simpson, you'd be a superstar. The captain there is out injured, unfortunately.
Sparrow's playing out at South now. Is that Dwyer?
Oh, yeah, mate. Everyone's out there, mate. You're a great family friend of the Dwyers, aren't you?
Yeah.
Great family. Good people. But, so tag Henry in. Let him know he's won a $50 voucher for Matt's Mowing and Maintenance. Won't need it to trim his locks because he's shaved bald. That's probably enough for this week. Thank you, Christopher Longworth, for joining us. Expertise has gone a long way to adding some value to the show. Jared, thank you for being here to remind me of what segment we're up to. You've been doing it for 30 of 31 episodes. You've done it great, and we haven't sacked you yet, so well done. Enjoy your weekends, boys. Good luck for your game on the weekend, mate. I'll try and get as much of it in as I can. I'll see you at number one sports ground. And I'll monitor your alcohol intake and keep everyone up to date.
Mate,
I expect a schooner for every missed goal, a beer for every missed goal.
No.
You've got no faith in goal kickers, mate. You're blind after the ladies' league tag.
Yeah.
All right, guys, thanks very much for tuning in. Make sure to follow us on our social media channels, Sportscastle AU on Instagram and Twitter, Sportscastle on Facebook. Support our sponsors and supporters, so Matt's Mowing and Maintenance, the Rugby League Academy, Aerolax Australia, Primax Sports Tours,
Maitland Leagues Club,
the home of the Adam Clydesdale Studio. They could do with a few more punters here, but so make sure to support them and our podcast partners, Crossbar Capers and This Week in League. Thanks again, boys, and catch everyone next week.
See you, mate.
See you, boys.